And the story that I have today is a story about why people talk in different ways, why they speak different languages. All around the world, there are people, some of us speak English, the way you and I do, but then there are people around the world who speak Spanish and German and Japanese and thousands of other languages. This is a story from the Hebrew Bible, from the very first book, Genesis, about why that is. A long, long, long time ago, everybody spoke the same language, the story says. And because they spoke the same language, they thought they were pretty good and pretty smart, and they decided one day that they were going to build a building, a tall tower that reached all the way to heaven. So they started, and they made a great big base, and then they made another story a little bit smaller and another a little smaller, and that tower went taller and taller and taller and higher and higher. One day, the story says, the heavenly hosts, the angels that live around God, looked down and saw what the people were doing and said, God, you better put a stop to this. If they ever get up here, they're just going to ruin heaven for all of us. Now, God could have just zapped them, burned the tower down, but God didn't do that. God chose to do something much more gentle. God simply made it so they spoke different languages. So when one person said, good morning, the other responded, buenos dias, or guten morgen. When one person asked for a brick, they got a handful of mud. They couldn't keep building the tower because they couldn't stand each other. And so people moved all over the world, and those who spoke the same languages lived in the same place. And that's a story about why people in different places speak different languages. Well, the story I'm about to tell is about how that gets fixed. Because on Pentecost, which we celebrate today, we tell a story about how everybody there, no matter what language they spoke, no matter where they came from, everybody heard the good news of God's love for them and for everybody else in a way that they could understand it, no matter what their language was. And after all, letting people know about God's love for them and for everybody is kind of our job, isn't it? So we got some help in that. And I'll talk more about that as the story continues, okay? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for helping us to tell other people about your love for us, for them, for all people. Help us to do that in a way that each person can understand and take it in, because we know that your love for them and for us is greater than anything we can imagine. And for that, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming down.